Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome back to Show Talk. Welcome back to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Hello.
Maurice. Hi, Mr. Maurice. I'm just getting ready to introduce you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Show Talk with Angela Butler. As you all was here, and I had a little siesta, and I'm more than glad to be back on Blog Talk Radio. Today there is a special guest, and of course this is Black History Month. His name is Mr. Maurice Simonet, or better known as Maurice Simonet. He's here to talk about his Miami Gala. He's also here. He's going to talk a little bit about his royal heritage. So let's start the show. Hello, Maurice.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's, yeah, you've been on the show before, so it's great to have you.
Yes, ma'am.
Just in case we have some new listeners, I'd like to start off talking to have you talk a little bit about your family history, just so like the new listeners would know about you and your royal heritage.
Oh, I understand. Well,
let's start with who your grandfather is. Okay.
My grandfather is Sir Roland Simonet. He was the first Black Prime Minister of Nassau or Bahamas. And because he was the Prime Minister, he was knighted by the Queen of Britain, thereby making all of his sons and grandsons, such as me, prince, and all of his daughters, dame by law. Not like Elton John, who was just he was knighted, but not as an actual knight. He was not actually in the army. His sons and daughters, from what I understand, are not prince and princesses ordained.
Oh, okay.
Because my granddaddy was knighted as a protector, meaning that he ran an army that protected the queen, he was knighted by Queen Elizabeth. And you can see him. He's on my granddad is on the $50 bill of Bahamas right now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And his name is Sir Roland Simonet. The word "Sir" means he was knighted, and he's a lord. You know, what's wonderful about it is that he was Black, and
yes.
his great granddaddy was a general seminary, the guy who helped Toussaint overthrow the French. And when the French killed Toussaint in from Haiti, he helped Toussaint overthrow the French in Haiti and free Haiti. And when they killed Toussaint, my great-great-great-granddaddy, General Simonet, he became the first black, well, he was really almost the first pilot. And if you go to Nassau right now, on the back of Bay Street, there's a, in Nassau, Bahamas, there's a police station right behind the police station, the old governor's mansion. And in there, they explained to you that General Simonet became a pirate, and they, even though they try to make Blackbeard a white man, he was actually a black man.
Okay.
And his name was General Simonet, and he was sinking the French ships and taking their gold and burying it everywhere in revenge for killing Toussaint. But they don't want you to know that a black man was destroying the French navy like that. But that was my great granddaddy. And so my daddy is Al Simonet. He was one of Miami's first five black millionaires.
Oh.
And of course, he inherited all of his wealth from my granddaddy. And then he owned they called it Black Broadway. And he had a club called, he had the Sherman Hotel with a club called the Nightbeat was there, and they called that Black Broadway. Then he went to Chicago and started the Black Side of the Cotton Club, and then he went to New York and started WDNI radio station with Berry Gordy.
Oh, wow.
To have his own rotation. And through their first big Motown review party at the Apollo with Mr. Ralph Cooper Jr., who I'm working with on this big event coming up, well, Ralph Cooper Sr. Ralph Cooper Sr., my dad, and Berry Gordy, they did the Apollo. 100,000 people were standing outside and could not get in.
Oh,
the
my
Apollo
goodness.
For the Motown Review that my dad and those guys put together. So my dad was a bad boy himself.
Okay. All right. It sounds like it. And you said he was the first black millionaire?
So he was one of the first five black millionaires. My Uncle Bill Sawyer, who has a street named after him, was Al Capone's doctor, and that's where my dad got his yacht. My dad was on front of a magazine showing that he was the first black man to go skiing on Miami Beach. Of course, the police attacked him for doing it, but he used Al Capone's yacht, and my dad started the first black taxi cab service in Miami called Checkers. So my dad was a historical guy himself.
Okay.
Other than my granddad. I mean, my granddaddy is as big as it gets. Yeah, I mean, he was the first black guy. That's another story.
Okay. Okay, so your granddaddy became the prime minister of the Bahamas. Am I right?
Right.
Okay. And
all of the Bahamas, all 117 islands.
All 117 islands of the Bahamas. Now, listeners, this is Black History Month, as I was saying earlier. So you're hearing history. You're hearing history.
Yeah, you know what they say? That's funny is that they always say, sometimes they try to say that Mr. Sir Roland Simonet was a white man because it was a conky joke, meaning he was an albino. But you can tell he was a black man. If you look at him and then look at me, we're like duplications of each other. You know, some people actually mistake me for him, older people, and I have to say, no, that was my granddad. So they're about to have a heart attack because they don't understand how he stayed so young. But my granddaddy, though he looked white, he was a cocky Joe, and Michael Simonet, which was my uncle, who inherited all of the treasure maps from my great-great-great-granddaddy, from the pirate, was the one that financed the Roland Simonet to become prime minister. And if you look at Michael Simonet, when you see, if you Google Sir Roland Simonet, you'll see this guy walking beside him. That's his brother.
Oh,
and he's
okay.
Black. So that lets you know what color Sir Roland Simonet is supposed to be. He just looks white. But the point I'm making is, they say Obama was the first president, black president, but in actuality, Sir Roland Simonet was the first black prime minister. So I'm just proud to be in that area. You know, we're proud of a black president, but we got to remember there were others like Sir Roland Simonet.
Yes, in the Bahamas. So mm-hmm. he was knighted by Queen Elizabeth. That's
yes,
interesting.
Ma'am.
That's a lot of history you just told. And I know I'm on the phone with royalty. but we're going to come back.
All of us are actually royal, but, you know, it's just that I have a way to trace back. But all of us, everybody, you know, Psalms 82, 6 in the mouth says, have you not read, you are all gods and children of the Most High. And there's
yes.
nothing more royal than being a child of God. So, you know,
no, there is.
I'm really nobody. I'm nobody in actuality. I'm just proud to be just that little trace right there. But, you know, we're all children of the great king. We're all prince and princesses, you know, under God.
Yes, that is true. That is true. So let's come back to the present time, 2014.
Yes, ma'am.
You are having a gala. So tell
yes,
the listeners about your gala. I call it the Miami Gala.
Well, it's called the American Gala Award.
Okay.
AGA Award.
Okay.
It's called the AGA March for Minority Jobs, and we're also marching for homeless military veteran job, because we've partnered up with Lieutenant Colonel of the United States Marines. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Coleman Ayers. He works with the city of Miami, and the city of Miami is the one that introduced me to him. And those veterans who are from the Army, the U.S. Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, all of them are going to be out there in full regalia at this event.
Okay.
We're going to make sure that we make it known that veterans who are homeless need to get jobs and be taken care of because they fought for this country.
Yes.
And yes. this event is also about helping minorities get jobs and work also, you know,
yes.
and certain things that, you know, inhibit that. Like, I'm not against our Mexican brothers coming over to America, but to just blanket amnesty and make us all lose our jobs would be devastating. So we're about making sure that everything in America law stays conducive to everybody being able to prosper and keep working in jobs and creating their own business. So that's what this
okay.
event is about. It's about keeping minority jobs. So we're going to have Latin stars out there. We just picked up the biggest Latin star in the world, they say. His name is Miguelito.
Okay.
He's like the new Justin Bieber. He just won a Latin Grammy. And we got him coming. And he has two guys singing that sing with him on the song. And they're going to come and they're going to do a few songs themselves. And that's Wanye and the other guy, I forgot his name, but from Boys to Men. So we got Boys
okay.
to Men coming to this event with Miguelito. And we're in the process right now of getting ready to bring our brother, the Isley brothers. But we have other big stars now. We got
okay.
Buzzwiller from Bob Marley group. Bob Marley and the Wailers, we got him.
Yes, I've heard of them.
That's the last reggae living legend. We got Michael Sterling saying, bad boys, what you going to do?
I remember
Cop. We got him coming. They're gonna all perform. We got Supreme, the Marvelette. We're bringing the Temptations. We got Betty Wright. We got so many stars. If you go to AGA, that's American Gala Award. The website is AGA March, like the March for Dimes, or the month of March is AGAMarch.com, and you'll see all of the stars with their own mouths saying they're going to perform at the event. There's a little bit over 30 of them right now, and there are more coming. And so 3 days, and it goes from May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Three days. All right.
Yes, a 3-day event, because we have so many stars coming. We want everybody to be able to enjoy them.
Yes,
the
yes.
And so we're going to we got to fly him in and put him up. Stars are going to perform. We're going to have speakers from the Republican and the Democrat side all speaking on behalf of making sure black people or minorities, Latin, black, and white, are able to keep jobs. And they're gonna come speak in between. They're not going to speak long because everybody's really there to see the stars. So
yeah.
The stars are going to the stars are going to get off, and you know that they've been chosen by a special committee to be honored there. So it's going to be like the Grammys almost, but the only difference is we're going to have a lot more performances. You know,
a lot
it's
more
going to be on a wide open street. It's going to be thousands upon thousands of people in the middle of the street at Bayfront Park, the most prominent spot you can do an event, downtown Miami on First Street and Biscayne Boulevard, which is the same as US 1.
Okay.
And we're gonna be doing it in the park and on the street, Bayfront Park. So the event is at Bayfront Park, but the stage is gonna be on the street and halfway in the park. And it's gonna we got a giant 20-yard stage, so we're gonna have choirs out there. We're gonna have jazz bands. I'm looking forward to bringing Milton Mustafa.
It's almost
AT&T
like the Mardi Gras
James
in New Orleans, the Esther.
Yeah, it would be like that. You know, they're saying it's going to be like Woodstock, but side of Woodstock. It ain't going to be much of our hippie brothers out there, but it's going to be hippies out there because we got some rave stars coming that are going to perform. But we also have the, you know, the real stars. And we got, you know, rappers. We got some dance groups going to come out there.
Oh, wow.
You understand? So, you know, we got LaJuan Love. We got the original G-Man from the Sugar Hill Gang.
Yes, all right. I know G, and I've talked to LaJuan. Yeah. I've talked to them. Yeah, great guys.
Yeah,
they're
also hosts, but they're going to tear the show down. You know how G-Man does it. He's off the chain. So we got some great speakers that we should be proud of, like Fred the Hammer Williams from Small Rules, from Three to Hardway, with Jim Brown, and they're getting in touch with Pamela Greer. We're praying to bring her down. Those are our black star, movie star icons.
Yes, they are.
And we're gonna have a lot of our Miami local big stars like Jay Shin and Briscoe. And we're looking to bring Flo Rida out there too. I mean, I can get Flo Rida because I've seen him. but we're gonna have all of those stars out there. And then we're gonna sing a big thing at the end, America the Beautiful. You know, and you of course are gonna even get on stage for that because we're doing a Virtuous Woman Award out there for our women that are the good upper class, working class, middle class, Latin, black, and white women, especially our black sisters. I don't have a problem with the what they call hoochie mamas or stars and all that being honored, but what about our regular sisters, the ones that we want to marry? You know, we want those to be honored at the event, and that's called the Virtuous Woman Award, and we're gonna honor you at that event. So I need you to make sure that you're there. I'm sure you will be there.
Yes, I will be there, and it's May. So, I would definitely be there. I'm looking forward to the event, and I'm looking forward to seeing all those people, you know, I'm honored.
Football players. We're going to have football players out there, baseball players, basketball players. They're going to be signing autographs. We're going to have a long autograph. We're going to have movie stars out there, actors and actresses. They're going to be signing autographs, you know, and we got movie producers. We got C.L. Bryant, you know, from the NAACP. He was the president of the NAACP in Texas. That guy's going to be out there. He's going to speak. And he did a movie that just won the Dove Award, and he's called Runaway Slave.
Okay.
And he's going to be out there signing autographs, and we're going to have Ray Fonsoy. Now, I'm really proud of this guy because he was Martin Luther King's actual driver in the movie.
Oh, wow.
The time you saw Martin Luther King actually talking to somebody like at the end of the movie, right before he died, that guy that he was sitting on the bed talking to about going back to Tennessee, that's Ray Fonsoy.
Okay.
That guy He was raped after Martin Luther King died. That's the guy that took over Martin Luther King's organization called the SCLC, which is the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which is Martin Luther King's actual organization, which he ran. Well, Ran that for years as the president. We got him at the event. He's going to speak. So you're going to see a real black leader, a real guy that actually marched and actually, you know, got shot at and throw, people threw rocks at him, you know.
Yes, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but I've seen that on black and white film, you know, in magazines and history books.
Right.
It was really bad the way they did black people.
Yeah, well, we got the brother that lived through it, Ray Fauntroy himself. His brother is a congressman. Mr. Fauntroy is a congressman. But Ray Fauntroy is the real deal. So you're going to see you're going to see history when you see him on the stage. And, you know, and you're going to have other stars from the Republican side and the Democrat side, too, because this event is about unity in the community.
I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about that. Why do you believe that your event, your gala, will bring unity for people, and including the Tea Party? On the last show you had talked about
Occupy,
the Tea Party.
Don't leave out Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy Wall Street. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to be out there. We got, you know, the last time we did the event, they had Acorn out there, and SEIU, they had Tea Party, they had. It shocked me because the lady that ran the event, her name is Leah. She worked for CNN, and she had a guy there. It was a guy there that was an assistant to Obama's wife. So it sort of threw me off. I was like, wait a minute, how the heck does he have that there along with Alan West?
Whoa.
And Ted Cruz? I was like, how you get them on the same stage together? But you know what's beautiful about it? You got to have unity because 2 Peter 3:6, God says,
"The Bible, the Holy Bible."
In the days of Noah, the King James Version, 2 Peter 3:6, in Genesis chapter 6, men began to fight and make war, and the earth was full of violence, and God decided to flood the whole earth out and kill everybody. But here's a scary scripture, 2 Peter 3:6, which says that we fight this time in the latter days. This time, God will kill everybody by fire and fervent heat and not water. See, that's a little too warm for me. That's hot.
Yes, I understand that. It's very hot.
And then he said he's going to kill everybody. So I'm not going to let politics get in the way of us and get God angry with us and kill everybody. So I know the best way to do a thing is get the political side of it. Let's party together. You understand?
Okay.
And so
we're going to come back.
We're bringing big white stars out there. We got some big white stars out there. We got a lady named Victoria Jackson. She used to be on Saturday Night Live. You know, she was the funniest white lady on that show.
Okay, that is great, Prince Simonet. We're going to take a break. I'm going to play a song from Ivory Bell listeners, and we're going to come back and talk to Prince Maurice Simonet, the grandson of Sir Rowland Simonet.
Mm-hmm. You seem so low.
listening, she listened to Ivory Bell, his beautiful song, Hey There, Lonely Girl. I know the listeners who have been following the show know I took a siesta, but one of my last shows was with Ivory Bell. He's a great singer, and I encourage the listeners to go out and purchase his CD. Also, the lady for 227, she was on the show. So we've had a lot of great guests to listen to, and she was really speaking about Alzheimer's. So she was the writer for 227. So we're going to come back to the interview with Maurice, Prince Maurice, and I'm going to talk some more. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Maurice. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm curious. I know Miami is not far from the Bahamas, not that far, certain parts of the Bahamas.
Right.
I'm curious, what made your family or you want to come to America, even though it's not that far, you know?
Well, my dad, he had the Sherman Hotel, and he had a bunch of hotels over here in America, in Miami. And
okay.
his mother was born in Atlanta, so, you know, he's an in-betweener. You understand?
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
He came here because back then, you know, everybody in Nassau, everybody wants to be in America, you know, for some reason, because it's just the land of opportunity, according
okay.
to what my dad was saying. So when he got over here, and he accumulated more wealth, and he had five guys. In fact, the movie Harlem Nights, Red Fox was my dad's best friend.
Oh, okay. Sanford and Son.
Yes, Sanford and Son. And he, if you see Al Simonette, when you see Red Fox, you have seen Al Simonette, because they walk alike, talk alike, and actually look alike. And Red Fox did that movie called Harlem Nights.
Yes.
With Richard Pryor and
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy and all those other stars. That movie was actually about my dad and his five fellows that ran those clubs and threw all those parties and had those white people jealous and trying to force them to work for them.
Yeah,
because my dad owned that club, and his club was clowning. See, my Uncle Bill Sawyer was actually blind, and his wife was a teacher, which was actually my aunt. Now, Miss Della Reese played my aunt, and the other guy, Red Fox, played my Uncle Bill Sawyer, the blind guy, who used to start fights, and then she would have to knock the guy out for him. And my Richard Pryor played my dad, and Eddie Murphy was playing a guy, I cannot forget his name.
Okay.
He was the first black Blink owner in the city. That guy was playing, Eddie Murphy was playing him, because my dad raised that guy.
Oh, okay.
And so the whole movie was about them and running the party, because the way you become a billionaire is go to the party and throw the party. So they've trained us to not throw parties, but that's how the billionaires get rich. They're there, they know each other, they network, and they make sure all their money stays between themselves, and they make rules that say, listen, anybody want to get their tires fixed? John has his tire company all around the world. Get your tires fixed there. They network together, and they, even after the Civil War was over, they had a law called the Black Code. Said, okay,
oh, yes, I studied that in history.
Right, and they said, okay, black man, you're free, but you're not allowed to own property, you're not allowed to start your own business. And it went on, you can't own weapons, you can't vote, you know, so on and so forth. But the biggest thing they said is you're not allowed to throw parties, functions, or assemblies. And if you have a wedding or a funeral, you must attend. A white man must stand guard to make sure that no two or three black men and women talk together, network to start business to cause the white man to lose his sharecropping labor force. Because the white man cannot pick the cotton without you N-word. Or, you know, that's, it was written just like that. and that was designed to keep us from doing business. And then they made it, you know, Willie Lynch wrote a book that said, listen, all you have to do is make turn the nature of the black woman backward, and then we can keep black people in slavery forever because she is their God. They listen to her. All we got to do is make her say, oh, I don't go out to parties.
Oh,
oh, I don't
my
go out
goodness.
To clubs. And so that we would never.
That's the Willie Lynch syndrome. That's
right.
What Willie Lynch did.
How
yeah.
To keep you in slavery, how to keep you in slavery forever.
Yes.
All they got to do is make you not party with each other. So that's why they're panicking when they think we're about to throw this big, giant party down there with our good Latin and white brethren together.
Oh, they're panicking.
We got Tito Puente Jr. He's the biggest Latin star in the world. His daddy was the biggest man. You know, that song, Oye, como va? Marimo.
Oh,
that guy,
you can sing, too.
Well, I sing too, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You got Tino Puente Jr. We have Jay Quam from the Nasty Boys. We got Get Fresh. You know. We got a whole bunch of Latin stars in this event. We got white stars in this event, and we got a bunch of big black stars that everybody wants to see. Everybody.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm working right now. I'm working on Gladys Knight because once we have Gladys Knight there, it's gonna really be crazy. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
From Miami Vice is my cousin, and I'm going to get him there. Now, once you get in there, that's Dionne Warwick, because they're in love.
Oh, that's your cousin from Miami Vice.
Yeah. So we're going to have so many stars there, because right now we have so many stars that is really unbelievable. You know, when I look back at that, we got Cool in the Game, we got the Temptations. With Nate, then we got the Blue Note, that used to be Harold Melvin and the Blue Note. We got all these guys that are going to get on the stage and just tear it up because, see, we're going to do some singing.
They're going to tear it up, huh?
They ain't going to sing at the event. They're going to sing. What an eight. You got to put an eight up because these cats can sing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, and I understand what you're saying.
And then we want to do it in six other cities. So, and this is designed to bring good people, Latin, black, and white, together so that it won't be a fight. Because I don't want Occupy Wall Street and the Tea Party to break out in the war. Because America, remember, America is the last country on earth that's not fighting. Every country in the world is rioting in the streets. This is the last country. Now, remember,
we're not fighting in this country, but this country.
But no, hold on. Listen to this, baby. I got to make sure you understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, this being the melting pot, last country that's not fighting yet, but they're poised to fight. You got the Occupy Wall Street on the left, Tea Party on the right. Now,
if we break out
into a fight, here comes Genesis chapter 6, which says the reason why God decided to kill everybody with a flood is because the whole earth was full of violence. So the only thing that's stopping the whole earth from being full of violence is the Americas. You understand?
And if
we break out into a war, which it seems like they can't wait to do, looks like it's going to happen.
It seems like it's going to happen any day. The way they are with the guns and things, they are refusing to allow that to pass.
Right.
So there's got to be a really good reason for it.
Guess what? The only way to stop that is for us to party together. You know, once you party with you, it's unbelievable that it takes a simple party for people to get to know each other. You meet a person at a party and he becomes your friend forever. I remember one time a guy tried to get in he burned me with a cigarette by mistake. And I said, hey, man, got upset about it. And the dude said, I'm sorry, dog, but you act like you want to do something. He looked like he was about to hit me. And two guys grabbed the guy and they broke out into a fight. They pushed me down to get to this guy. And then, the guards came and took the guy out because he wasn't really the one that was aggressive. But the guys at the end of the fight, they say, hey, what's up, Reese, you remember me? I said, what I know you from? I said, I know you. He said, yeah, we used to come to your jet ski party every Sunday. I said, oh. See, now the point I'm making is if they had never come to my party and I had never met them, they would have watched the fight. But they came to the party, they felt an affiliation, they felt a kinship and a brotherhood, and they helped me. And that's what parties do. That's why if you read Revelation chapter 21, you got to look at that. After all of the destruction and all of the stuff that God promises is going to happen, that's all of the scary stuff and the dangerous stuff, he said, I beheld a great wonder in heaven. New Jerusalem
okay.
come
you
down.
Know, that is true what you're saying about the Bible. You know, so everybody
no,
get together and party.
One last part.
Okay.
I want to say one last part about it. It said,
right.
And this New Jerusalem came down, and every nation, kindred, and tongue was standing outside the gate trying to get into that city, because in that city, the streets are paved with gold, and the people are rejoicing before the Lord day and night. So at the end of everything in Revelation chapter 21, at the end of everything, everybody is trying to get to a party with God. You understand? And
yes,
God said in Psalm 91, I created you to rejoice before me. So, you know,
yes.
The party is the most important thing. That's what makes you rich. Everything is built around a party. All of the food and everything. You know, the truck traveling up and down, you know, going to the hotels, all that. It's all designed to bring it to the party. So we're going to throw this giant party. And I believe we're going to be blessed with it. And we're going to get to honor the great sisters like yourself instead of just watching the Hoochie Mamas and all the crazy people always being honored, and our good sisters that really do stuff like take our time and put their own money together
well,
to
thank
do stuff
you.
Like your radio show. You know, you need to be seen, because like last event we had, it was every camera from everywhere in the world in Washington D.C. But our show got trumped by the fact that that crazy guy named Zimmerman was found not guilty. And when he was found not guilty, some of the white people were afraid to come. So it was a little less than 100,000 people at that event in Washington, D.C., but it would have been 500,000 people at that event, but they were afraid because they thought it was going to be riots. And some of the black people that was going to come went to protest against Zimmerman. You understand? So now we're doing an event again, and we still had a little less than 100,000 people. It still looked magnificent and big.
Yes.
But now, this time, we're not going to have that problem. We're going to have so much promotion with this. And you're going to see it on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, all over the news and without commercial, showing good people, Latin, black, and white. And we're not against gays coming to the party. We're not against midgets. We're not against anybody. Everybody's allowed to come. Cause right
speaking
of
George Zimmerman, what do you think about the fight? That he's going
what?
To have. He's having a fight.
I don't know anything about that fight.
Okay.
I heard something about it, but
you know,
wants to feel comfortable that their kid can walk down the street without being murdered, you know?
Yes, that is true.
I can't, you know, accept that my child could walk down the street and just be shot for no reason. I would never accept that. But, you know, all I can tell you, you know, I know that Zimmerman, you know, was a Democrat, and you know, so that nothing, so that don't we can't be going against Republicans or Democrats for this year. What we got to do is make sure that everybody has some rights, like a right to carry a gun, because if they take away your right to carry a gun, guess what? The hood rats who are not going to follow the law, they'll have guns and they'll just run right up on you and shoot you to death and take all you got because they know you can't protect yourself. So
I can understand why you're saying that.
Yeah, did you ever see that movie about that guy when the Africans came up on his ship with the AK-47 and took the ship? Do you know why those Africans did that?
Yeah, I remember seeing that film.
Do you know why they were able to do that? Because they knew that they were not allowed to carry weapons. If they ran up on that ship and them cats had AK-47s, like they had AK-47s, guess what? Them Africans couldn't come and just become pirates and just take your ship like that.
Well, the AK-47s, the guns you were talking, are military guns. They were made to kill as many people as possible, and I don't understand why people have them.
On the ship, I'm talking about on the ship out in the ocean, they're not allowed to protect themselves because international law disallows them to carry weapons. But those Africans in Somalia know that, so they ride right up on the ship, and there's nothing you can do because you can't carry a gun, not even a pistol, and they went right up there and just and kill everybody, take hostages, and they do it every day. They call themselves modern-day pirates. So I'm just saying, you know, the God says you have a right to protect yourself, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. So I don't believe, you know, I believe that a little kid, and if everybody had a right to carry a weapon, then you can't just feel comfortable running up on me like Zimmerman. He felt comfortable that he could just go up to him because he knew he had a gun. See, that's what I'm against, not being able to protect myself. I want to be able to, you know, equalize this situation. But that's another subject.
You're talking about guns and things. Yes, I understand what you're talking about. I understand your fears of wanting to defend yourself. I guess you share that with a lot of people. But
no, I don't really share that with too many people. I just decided to share it with you tonight.
No. When I say share, the same thought process, the same thing as a lot of people are probably thinking and saying. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Yes,
but
right.
You know, it is tragic and sad that, you know, a teenager cannot walk down the street without being shot. That's bad, and that's sad, and it's wrong.
Yeah, but the point about that was that if that guy hadn't been found guilty that day, we would have had 500,000 people out there. So with this event, because, you know, Jesus said, you know, go out to the highways and the byways and invite everybody, the good and the evil, the weak, the sick, and the lame.
Yes.
So if God wanted to invite everybody, I'm going to invite everybody too. So I'm not against anybody coming, you know. I'm not against anybody performing. This event is for everybody because everybody can be saved. So, you know, some people say, well, you're going to have those gay guys do the fashion show? Yes, because the Bible says that they can be saved too. You know, I mean, what is wrong with you? You can't be against anybody and giving everybody the right to repent or be saved. So this event is for everybody. You understand?
I understand it's for everybody. Everybody can come. It's not just for the elite and everything. But I have a question. Your event, are there going to be bodyguards there?
Oh, wow.
I mean, there has to be bodyguards
first of all,
there, right?
The military, you have the military there. That's the first thing, right? And because you're going to have senators and congressmen, I know at the last event it looked like we had Secret Service and all those people out there, you know, securing that situation. Then we're going to have, you know, I got several security companies that work with me. Plus, you know, we got the police that's going to be out there because, you know, this event is also to raise money for PAL, which is the Police Athletic League.
Okay.
And so the police are going to be out there heavy. My Uncle James Simmons, he was the head U.S. Marshal for Florida, and he was the first black man to ever be in that position. And I'm honoring him at that event. So
yes, you're full of
Paul.
Black history. I mean, this is Black History Month, and I know I could not have a more better guest than you, you know, for Black History Month. That's one of the reasons.
There are a lot better ones than me. I'm just the cousin of these people or the son of these people. I'm nothing, but my Uncle James Simmons, he was a bad boy. And he could call the president on his cell phone or on his telephone. That's how big he is as a U.S. Marshal. And then we got Paul and other guys who are marshals. I got Peter Reynolds, who I'm honoring, one of my brothers. He's a great trumpeter, but he's also a detective and a hero cop. You know, and several other police officers. We want to honor all the people that protect us and bring the community together with them. So we will have a great police and army and security presence at the event. To answer your question, will there be security out there? Oh,
yes.
My God, will there be security?
Okay.
Up
all right.
For just the military guys that's going to be out there. So, you know, and there's another guy named Dave Magnum. I'm honoring him there. He's a FBI agent, and you know he's a good guy. I've seen him take down people that were horrible murderers. And he took them down, and so to me, that's our brother. I'm gonna have all of them out.
Okay,
there.
You have a rich family history.
Yeah, we don't have kids out there, see, and old people, so we don't need nobody acting crazy out there. And I don't think there's
true.
I have a party every Sunday at my house at 15020 South River Drive. It's a 4-acre mansion with beach in the backyard with beach sand where we play volleyball. We got
okay.
a full court tennis court, a full basketball court, and a miniature golf course with a giant stage that can fit a whole choir on it.
Sounds magnificent.
Band with a roof over the stage, and we got a swimming pool and all that. And I do an event there every week, and we have old people, kids, Latin, black, and white, and there's never a problem. There are
okay.
all my police officer brothers be out there. The same police officers that be at that event, and we have these guys come up on motorcycles. All of them are federal agents.
Oh,
on motorcycles.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there will be plenty of safety.
Oh, yeah. You do
plenty
something
of safety.
Out there, they're
plenty
gonna
of protection.
They're going to beat you up and put you in jail comfortably. So we ain't going to have crazy. Everybody's going to be able to feel comfortable out there. You understand?
Yes.
That's what I love. And what I love is the fact that we're bringing Latin, black, and white together and showing the world that Noah had three sons in Genesis chapter 9. And from those three sons, the whole earth was populated, which means everybody's daddy on earth is Noah. So
okay.
We're all blood brothers and sisters.
Yes,
and
I understand.
Everybody on earth is,
where you coming from with that? You're taking it from the Holy Bible.
That's from God. I mean, you can't be from anybody but Noah, because Noah's three sons, according to Genesis 9:18 through 22, are the three guys that repopulated the earth. And
so,
everybody's daddy Noah. So we're all family. So we gotta we gotta act like family and love. Because John 3:15 says, if you don't love your brother, you cannot go to heaven. So we're blood brothers, so we have to love one another, and this is the way to do it. And
okay.
that's what I'm hoping to do with this event. I'm sorry for over talking you, but
that's okay. I understand what you're saying, and like I was saying, this is Black History Month, and you couldn't. The reason I picked you for a guest is not just to promote your event, was because you have so much history, in your family. I think everybody has some history in their family, or something to tell about their ancestors.
If they dig, they'll find that everybody has something great. Plus, if you dig deep enough, you'll find out every black man in America are cousins some kind of way. And then if you keep digging, you'll find out that every white man is your cousin some kind of way. If you keep digging, everybody's cousins and brothers and sisters, you understand? So I was taught that, the reason I'm doing this event is in honor of a man that taught me, or the man that taught me, and his name was Yahweh Ben Yahweh. And he taught me this. And he taught me that white people are not the devil, is that you can be good or evil in any nation. Anybody can be, even a black guy can be a devil, but all black people are not good, and all white people are not good, but all black people are not bad, and all white people are not bad.
That's
so
right.
Just, the scripture says you're going to be chosen about whether you're good or evil in Matthew 25:32. So that's why I honor him for teaching me that, because in the beginning I was a little nut. I used to think all white people was the devil and everything, but he's the one that taught me those truths. So now I'm doing this event in honor of that, to make sure that the earth does not fight and then cause everybody to die. And he, of course, was Miami's first black billionaire. I mean, I don't know why I say Miami. He was America's first black billionaire. Before, what's that lady's name? Oprah Winfrey. Before Miss Oprah Winfrey was a billionaire, Yahweh Yahweh was. And, of course, they destroyed him, all because he wanted to help good black people like you and good Latin and white people. So I'm proud to do this event and to make sure that the women like you are honored, the working class, upper class, middle class, black woman, Latin and white woman, but especially the black woman, because you are the one that everybody's been stepping on.
That's true. They're really putting black women down, but different things. But the black woman is trying hard, and as a black woman, I can tell you that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And what I hate is to see the hoochie mamas at the Grammys and the Oscars and all of the big events, and assistants like you get to go nowhere. I know because I go to the Oscars. I go to the Grammys. If you go on my YouTube site, it's called Seminent Palace, YouTube Seminent Palace.
Yes.
If you go on that site, you'll see I'm at every Grammy, every Oscar, every BET, all of them. I walk the red carpet. But the thing is, I never see the good upper class, world class, middle class black woman. And if I do see her, she's working there. And if she is trying to party, she's penny pitching and trying to figure out how much she needs to save while the hoochie mama's saying, give me all that right there. I'll take that whole floor. Give me them Versace shoes. You know, they buying everything. You know, they
okay.
at every party and they're having a ball. I'm tired of that. I want to see you have a ball. I'm going to see to it. Differently.
Okay,
you're going to
see
sure
that I have
ball.
A ball. Okay.
Right.
All right.
It's amazing when I talk to you, women that of your genre, the women that everybody actually like and love, you understand, the ones we really want to make love to, they are always like amazed. Like when I invited you to this event, every woman like you that I invite to this event, oh, I can come? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, why are you shocked? You're the one that everybody loves. Even if you worked at a strip club, the regular working class black woman, like the movie Players Club, everybody wanted the girl with the black hair, not the one with the blonde hair. Everybody loves you. Everybody loves the women that got your class. You understand? I'm not against all the
okay.
I'm just for you. And that's what this event is about. I'm for our mama,
everyday working
girlfriends
woman.
And wives. The real black woman, the real Latin and white woman, but especially our black sisters. You understand? So
yes, I understand.
They can
what
get mad
saying.
At me all they want, but I'm going to make sure that you are honored and you get to feel the adrenaline and the rush that they feel when they get on the stage and get that trophy when everybody knows they don't deserve it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So so when is this event being held?
It's
the date?
Be May the 3rd, 2014. May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The big rallying at end of the event is on the 3rd, on a Sunday, a Saturday. In May, and
okay.
It's going to be at Bayfront on First Street and Biscayne Boulevard. I'm sorry. Well, Biscayne Boulevard is the same as US 1 that goes all the way up to New York from Miami, New
okay.
York. US right. 1 and First Street, right in front of Bayfront. So we're doing it at Bayfront. We're going to be able to use the park and everything. So it's going to be a very good event. So I'll see it one more time. It's going to be May the 3rd, 2014, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And it's going to be in front of Bayfront on 1st Street and US 1.
Okay?
Okay. US 1 and 1st Street.
Hey, everybody, you heard that. It's a party. It's a celebration.
If anybody wants to call and get more information, call 786-344-0499. That's 786-344-0499. And the event is free, but there are going to be other events around, a big party, something you might have to pay for. You know, but you know, some of the clubs, because they're building their club stuff around us. But all of the stars are going to be there throughout that week. But our event
okay.
is free. So you can bring
okay.
your kids, come from everywhere in the country, and bring your kids, and you get to meet the stars, greet them,
okay.
get your autographs, talk to them, and take pictures with all of the stars like you would be able to at the Grammys. But the Grammys and the Oscars don't allow the regular people in, because they just want you to watch it on TV so they can maximize their dollars. They only let the family members and the people that work in the industry come
yes.
to those events. That's why they do it
with
such small venues. But our event is going to be done on a large venue so that the regular person can actually come and meet and greet the stars and the athletes, football stars. And
what is the name of your gala, your event?
It is called the American Gala Award. We abbreviated it with AGA, March for Jobs. The AGA, March for Jobs, minority and military, homeless military jobs, okay?
Okay. Okay. That is
AGA
great.
March for Jobs. AGA March for Jobs.
All
and
right.
Go to AGA.com. I'm sorry, AGAMarch.com.
That's yes.
AGAMarch.com. Okay?
All right. Okay, well, I thank you, Prince Maurice Monette, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
You don't have to call me Prince, but I thank you for allowing me to come on and
okay.
talk about the event. And I want everybody to come out and enjoy yourselves. I hope to see you there. Meet
I
all
will
of you
be there.
There and, not you. I already know you come. I'm talking about your audience. I hope to see
okay.
your audience there. I know I'm going to see you there because you're being honored there. So. You better be there.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you for coming on the Show Talk with Angela Butler. It's good to have you on the show. And like I said, everyone, it's Black History Month. And you heard Black History, a lot of Black History there with his family. Even though my family doesn't come from royalty, I can say that Jane Meredith was my grandmother's cousin, was his cousin. So
well, then you are royal. That makes you royal.
Well, not really. On my granddad's side, listeners, my granddaddy was Tully Taylor, and he was a slave, and he was a great man. He bought his freedom. He bought his freedom. So, listeners, I think it's important for your children to know their history. They need to know where we come from, just like you all do. And those of you who can trace your history, there's no better thing to do than sit down with your children and your grandchildren and trace your history and let them know who they are. So, and that's something for you all to think about. Roots, your heritage, your ancestors. And how, you know, because that's something that's missing here, I feel, in America. The young people, they don't know who they are. We all know we're children of God, but it helps to know your history. It keeps history from repeating itself. And I don't know, I guess I've made myself pretty plain about what I mean by history repeating itself. Even though we have a president who is Black American or African American, we still have a long way to go. I don't know how many people are going to agree with me, but we really do. That was shown here in Florida, where I'm at, with the killing of the young man Trayvon Martin, the teenager. And and what's sad about it is he's not the only one. It's so many others before him and after him. And we, as a people, need to protect the children. It's all the children, not just the male children, the girls too. We need to protect them and teach them not necessarily violence, but how to, what to do in case something like that happens. And I say, and my mom says, call 911 if you have a cell phone. Call 911. Don't try and fight. So that's my advice. Call 911 and yell into a cell phone. That's what I told my daughter to tell her, Granger, because you never know what people have in their vehicle, what they have on them. You know, it's not like it used to be in the 70s and 80s. People would literally kill you today in this time period. So, you know, if you have a young person, like I told my daughter, and I've told her to tell my grandchildren as they grow up, as long as there are cell phones, call 911 and yell for help. So that's my advice. So, listeners, thank you, Maurice Simonette, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Everyone, have a great Black History Month, and I hope you learned some history. And even though it's not just from Black history is not just for one or two people, as we all know, it's for an entire race of people. So, everyone, enjoy Black History Month. And don't forget to go out and buy Mr. Ivory Bell's song.
And I want to say, remember the AGA March for Jobs. Or AGA March for
Jobs. Go ahead and say it.
AGA March.com. The AGA March for Jobs, May 3rd, 2014, on First Street and US 1.
All right. Okay.
Downtown Miami.
Okay. End the show.
Thank you.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.